KFSR presents Fresno State Focus Radio Edition, featuring stories of people of the valley, produced by media communications and journalism students at Fresno State, 90.7 KFSR.
Hello, and thank you for tuning into Fresno State Focus Radio Edition. I'm Razmi Kanyas.
And I'm Julia Nolasco. Today on Fresno State Focus Radio Edition, we look at the different ways people give thanks.
We begin with the story on Black Friday, a day many shoppers look forward to and people who work retail dread.
Every year, millions of Americans flock to shopping malls across the country in hopes of scoring a killer deal on Black Friday.
And every year, thousands of employees give up time with their families to serve those bargain hunters. Reporter Matthew Broughton introduces us to a couple who spends their Thanksgiving with their work family instead of their own family.
In the heart of Fresno lies Fashion Fair Mall. It's a popular Black Friday location that is home to dozens of stores, eager shoppers, and busy employees, like Gianna Rea.
It gets horrendously busy, especially in a location such as this one.
Gianna works in an area where many people go just to look, not necessarily to buy. That adds to the Black Friday frenzy as stores open earlier and earlier each year.
For Thanksgiving, this is the first time in a long time we've actually had to work it. We'll have to be here from 6 to midnight for Thanksgiving Day. And then Black Friday, we start at 6 a.m. to 11 for that Friday.
For many stores, that Friday has actually turned into that Thursday, as stores are open on Thanksgiving and are driven to make a profit.
It sucks, but we have our obligations to our duties as far as like being employees. If we don't work, then we don't get paid, and that kind of sucks. So we dismiss the fact that we can't be with one another for the holiday season just to make sure that we can pay for our rent and whatnot.
Rea and her boyfriend Ronnie Gerber work on opposite sides of the mall in different stores. Gianna in gaming, Ronnie in electronics.
So for me, I tend to get kind of the more unfortunate shifts. I tend to come in like right when we open.
And when he's opening, she's closing.
We typically don't even celebrate the holidays because we don't ever get to see each other for them. So if we do Christmas, it's the day before or it's that night when we come home.
For Gerber, opening in the electronics department can be a very interesting experience.
I would say that it's one of those departments where you have to, you really have to, like, keep yourself grounded. Don't overreact, don't panic, because there's going to be people everywhere, and that's kind of inevitable.
But for Ronnie, there is also the inevitable of being away from Gianna.
It really is about, scheduling your stuff around that, you know, making it to where you communicate to them what's going on with you and, them being, understandable about the situation.
Being understanding of the situation comes not only from Gianna and Ronnie, but also from thrill-seeking shoppers like Uriel and Melody Torres.
As customers, we really have the opportunity to shop here because of people like that are giving up their family time, giving for whatever circumstance.
Yeah.
For whatever circumstance, they're giving up their time with their family to be here so that we can shop and provide for our families.
And as Melody and Uriel do their holiday shopping, they are grateful for Ronnie and other employees during this time of year.
People like Ronnie, they make this shopping experience pleasant.
Yeah.
And it's really why we come back, because of people like him.
He's just so cool, so helpful. We've always, anytime we've come to him for help, he knows his stuff, you know. So we really appreciate the employees and what they do. We know that they work hard, and we're just thankful.
It's these thankful shoppers that make the hassle of Black Friday a little easier and a little bit more wonderful for Gianna.
When I actually have a guest who is genuinely appreciative of my services, it makes me feel really good.
And also for Ronnie.
People have this misconception that, you know, our back room is this giant magical place where we have elves making product on demand, and it's not like that. It's basically, I try not to feed into it too much, but also, you want to be understanding and accommodating as much as you can. I think some people, just empathizing is sometimes enough.
For Ronnie and Gianna, enough is being so close, yet so far apart, on Thanksgiving and Black Friday. Matthew Broughton, Fresno State Focus, Radio Edition.
So, Julia, have you gone Black Friday shopping?
You know what? I have. However, I don't do Black Friday shopping on actual Thanksgiving. I just make sure that I wake up the next morning and that I, you know, look at the deals and go after all of the mess from the day before.
What are some of your favorite stores to go see?
Personally, I don't know if it's about a favorite store, but I think it's more like where I really think the best deal is and something that I maybe haven't seen throughout the year, and I just make sure that I go there. So it's what I need, not necessarily what I want.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many different sales going on before, during, and after Thanksgiving. People usually find a way to get what they want.
I totally agree, which is why I think that, you know, the next day is as good as the day of Thanksgiving. A big part of the Thanksgiving season is focused on food, but many people will go without this holiday. It's fitting that this is Hunger and Homelessness Awareness Week, a time to think about the 42 million Americans who are food insecure. Here at Fresno State, the Food Security Program provides food for students and teaches them how to use those ingredients in the kitchen. I talk with Student Cupboard Coordinator Jessica Medina, who tells us how to make a pumpkin mug cake.
I absolutely love mug cakes because they're something that's quick and easy and something for an individual. It's something that we're going to make in the microwave today, so who would have thought a cake in a microwave, but something very easy. So I'm going to go ahead and start by opening up our cake mix here. The great thing about this is going to start by utilizing just a small portion of this, so we can utilize this over and over and make multiples of these and hold on to it. We're going to take a mug, and we're just going to spray the inside of the mug lightly with a little bit of canola oil just to kind of grease it up and make sure that the cake doesn't stick to it. And then we're going to put everything straight into our mug here to get started. So we're going to take our cake mix, and we're going to do 3 tablespoons of the cake mix. I'm just using a regular white cake mix for this. There's lots of different mug cake recipes that you can use. If you go onto Pinterest or Google search, there's lots of fun ways that you could do brownies and cookies and everything in a mug, and I just love that it's something so simple and easy for the microwave. So, and next we're going to take our pumpkin puree. We're going to use 1 tablespoon of pumpkin puree and add that to our mug as well. And the great thing again is that we have this and we'll be able to reuse it and make more of it. So we're going to add that straight into here, and then we're going to add 1 tablespoon of water.
I know the last time you spoke, you mentioned that you would have some like Thanksgiving packages for things that they can cook out. So can you talk a little bit about what that's about?
On November 21st, we will be having an additional 165 holiday meal boxes coming from Fresno Community Food Bank. And those have everything from a chicken to mashed potatoes, gravy, cranberry sauce, green beans, cake mix, and all of those things in it as well. So we want our students to make sure that they have something they can utilize during the holidays, as well as the items they get here from the student cupboard on a daily basis.
And especially how you were saying for students, when you mentioned the idea, I was like, that's perfect, because first of all, everyone has a microwave and everyone wants that like last minute treat or dessert, so that would be a really great thing to have.
Exactly. I love it because it's really simple and easy, and you know, I have a big sweet tooth, and so for me, I like to be able to pop something in the microwave, make it quick and easy without having to make up a whole cake that I may not use all of later on. So we have our cake mix, our pumpkin puree, and a tablespoon of water here in our mug. We're just going to use a fork to kind of mix it up a little bit. And then all we're going to do is pop that into the microwave for a total of 60 seconds. Once that comes out of the microwave, we're going to top it with some pumpkin pie spice and some whipped cream. And voila, we have ourselves a wonderful, very quick, very easy, inexpensive, delicious dessert.
I'm really excited about this because especially that Thanksgiving is almost over. We may not have the, you know, pumpkin spice stuff around for too long, so it'll last into the winter.
Exactly. I think that something like this is just really fun and gives us a fun little dessert. So we'll let the microwave go there 1 minute, very quick and easy, and I always like to, with my kids, kind of watch what's cooking in the microwave or in the oven. It's really fun to be able to see kind of something go from this mixture of something to be able to be a cake in a microwave. Who would have thought? So
I'm actually really excited because I feel like I've always heard about the cakes in the mugs, kind of skeptical about it at the same time because I'm just like, everything should go in the oven and it should be baked. But I'm really excited to see how it'll turn out. And I'll probably try it on my own if it does.
Definitely. No, I'm excited about it. I think this is something that's easy for our students who even live in the dorms.
Right.
Because they can go through and, you know, make this in their dorm. If they have their microwave, they don't need an oven to be able to do it. And everything together was very inexpensive. I think it was about $4 for everything. Okay. And this is going to make multiple mug cakes.
Right.
So it may not necessarily be something that you're going to eat all at once. Maybe you're going to make a bunch of mugs for everybody all at once.
Right.
But it
also, even as simple as it looks, it could also be healthy. I mean, it was just the pumpkin puree and the mix on its own. It's
exactly.
Probably healthier than what you would have anywhere else because it might have like additive stuff to it.
Yeah, and you can go sugar-free. I did sugar-free on the Cool Whip, and you can do even a sugar-free cake mix as well.
Right.
So it's a very easy way to be able to take and do something very simple. And we're going to add just a little bit of Cool Whip right there on top, a little bit of pumpkin pie spice. And there we go.
Oh, that looks beautiful.
Beautiful little pumpkin cake in a
mug. What has been, like, one of your most favorite memories here, like, or the most favorite thing you've done with the student cupboard since you've been here?
Oh, everything. I absolutely love being able to see the students come in, see them. For the first visit is always the most exciting one, to see them kind of light up when they walk in the door and see that this is a service that's available to support them. It becomes, you know, something for our students that maybe for some of them, this could have been the end of school for them if they weren't able to get something to help them out to kind of bridge that gap of what they needed. And so to me, it's being able to see the looks on the students' faces, to just know that we are a campus here that supports our students to be successful, is really just my favorite part.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being with us today. And I
You're
really
welcome.
Hope that, you know, all the students here actually try this because it looks good, smells good, and it would be really fun to just do in their dorms or at home.
Absolutely. I think I'm going to eat some right now.
I think that's so creative how Jessica, you know, just used a couple of ingredients and only a microwave and made that great dessert.
Yeah, when she originally pitched the idea to me, I immediately was like, this is such a great idea because, you know, being at Fresno State, there's a whole bunch of college students who live in the dorms, and a lot of the time they don't have access to a kitchen or to the equipment that they would need to make, you know, an extravagant meal. So therefore, I thought that it was really, you know, simple and easy for them to just pop it in the microwave and voila, you have a mug cake.
Those ingredients sound so tasty. How did that dish taste?
You know what? I actually did not taste it. It smelled really good, but I actually forgot to taste it.
With Thanksgiving around the corner, many families are beginning their annual traditions. But not everyone is preparing quite the same. Juan de Leon has a story of a local Native American and her views on this holiday.
While most people spend their Thanksgiving enjoying a meal with loved ones, many Native Americans are preparing for something bigger.
That a lot of people here in California, and some from the Northwest, come together and they go out to Alcatraz Island and they sing and they pray. And in my home community, we had they still have a longhouse, two of them in that community. And sometimes I'd go out with everybody, but every year in our community, a good number of people get together and they go do a ceremony behind the longhouse on Thanksgiving early morning.
This may be looked at as something different, but for Professor Lee Oliver, this started from a youth.
I grew up a person understanding myself to be American Indian, and that was a lot because my family talked about us, and also because I noticed that people in society asked me all the time as a child what I was.
Being raised as a traditional Native American allowed Lee Oliver to truly know where she came from.
I'm Blackfeet. I'm a mixed French Blackfeet. I'm Wyandot, which are people that are almost gone. And I'm also Cherokee and Choctaw. Now, those are through because my father's parents were Choctaw. Both of my mother's parents were American Indian, but from different tribes. So, but the Blackfeet family is who I knew and who I knew the most of.
Identifying herself was always a priority. But when you don't receive recognition, it becomes difficult to follow your ancestry.
I want to be recognized as American Indian. I can only choose one of the tribes my ancestry comes from, right? Mm-hmm. That affects how you know yourself, and that also affects your access because in terms of your cultural knowledge, Blackfeet practices, Cherokee practices are maybe 800 miles apart. So the easiest way to think about it is that indigenous peoples worldwide have cultural practices that are related to where they live and how they live.
Most families do not need proof to identify relatives, but with laws in place, Native Americans struggle to be recognized by who they are.
What the federal government wrote into its laws of American Indian identity is that they said you have to have a blood quantum. You have to be able to count how much blood that person has that's American Indian. They divided people by 32. And then they said if you're full, then you get this much land. If you're half, you get half as much. Lower than that, it started to get really questionable.
Through this journey, Lee Oliver reflects on what keeps her going to raise awareness.
That has been my career to this point. Trying to understand how do you justify killing people who you're negotiating with, who are seen as a peaceful or friendly people.
By raising awareness, she hopes to educate those who were never taught the history of this country.
We don't teach first graders, third graders, eighth graders, that there were governments here. Peoples, civilizations with governments. We teach that there were Indians.
Like Professor Lee Oliver, fellow Native American Ricardo Pena sees the importance of the youth.
Speaking to some of them, they feel abandoned by society and sometimes by their own family. They feel as though nobody is looking out for their interests and their welfare. And nobody is caring for them. And they feel as though they're not prepared. They're not secure.
The holiday of Thanksgiving serves as a time for family traditions, whether celebrated or not.
Get together on the holiday because it's truly, it's federally recognized. So many of us have time to see family that we otherwise don't.
But as people, we should respect each other's differences and embrace them.
There are people who reject it. There are definitely people who politically will say, I can't do anything even near the idea of Thanksgiving, so we don't even eat that type of food that day. That's a personal protest. That's a personal right. Like, I reclaim this day, this time. And I think that's really important because that, if we look at human rights law, my favorite is the law that says people have a right to be and feel who they are as a cultural being, that's important for our psychology.
As Thanksgiving approaches, embrace your family traditions and welcome others. This is Juan De Leon, Fresno State Focus Radio Edition.
You know, Rosmeek, I really, really liked how all of our stories were so different and the fact that Juan touched on such an important topic because, you know, it being in America, there are so many different types of cultures and people. And I think, you know, a lot of time we forget that it's not the same for everyone. So it was a really great story that he touched on.
Yeah, especially here at Fresno State, you know, a third of our motto is diversity. So it's great that we got to highlight diversity in the show. Tradition plays a big role at Thanksgiving. Turkey, mashed potatoes, and stuffing are staple dishes on most tables. But what if you can't eat any of that? I spoke with someone who said that they're not missing out with their out-of-the-ordinary Thanksgiving meal. In between the rush of Fresno City College and the booming Tower District, you can find a little hut. The Loving Hut.
And this is my wife, and this is my helper, my shoe chef.
It's here in this little kitchen where dishes from across the world are prepared.
Yeah, we do Asian, we do American, we do Indian, we do Mongolian, of course, and we do Chinese also.
Even though all these dishes are so unique, there's one thing they all have in common.
We believe that all animals, they want to live and have family just like everybody else. So that's why we want to share that concept with everybody.
They're all vegan. That means no meat, fish, or dairy. No animal products at all.
Actually, God is the owner. Heaven's the owner. I don't own it. I just run it.
Owner Trung Tran opened this restaurant 12 years ago with the goal to get people aware about what they put into their bodies.
Because, their body is their vehicle, and they need it to, do everything in this world, and we should, take good care of it by eating healthy, drinking good, healthy stuff.
People can sit at the patio and enjoy a vegan meal while enjoying the nature around them. This little store and restaurant has been introducing the Fresno community to a new style of cooking.
I tell them that, vegan food is good for you, and when you eat vegan, it cleanses your body, and it make you lose weight if you want to lose weight, and it's just a noble way of living.
So good, it gets some people to go vegan, not only for one meal.
Yeah, they do. They do make that change once they try, and then they know about the concept.
With the holiday season approaching, I asked Tran how Thanksgiving is different for him.
We celebrate Thanksgiving the same way that everybody do. We make a vegan turkey, mashed potato, and vegan gravy, and it tastes good and healthy, and it doesn't involve any killing of any being. So that make us more happy eating it.
Turkey, mashed potatoes, and gravy, all vegan, and sold here at the Loving Hut during the holiday season.
Many years we have Thanksgiving specials. So we have a special dish where you get some vegan chicken, vegan turkey, mashed potato, and gravy, and a vegan wine for $12.
How is it made?
We make the soy to look and taste like the meat, and then we put it together and we make the stuffing, and then we stuff it, and then we use the bean curl for the skin, and we wrap it the vegan turkey around, and then we bake it until it turns golden, and then we make mashed potato, and we use the broth of the vegan chicken to make the gravy, and that's pretty much it.
Tran said the biggest thing about the holidays is the food. It's something that brings everyone together.
Food play a very important role because, people get happy when they eat, and if they eat more healthy and more good, then it make even more happy. The celebration would be even enhanced because of this, the healthiness of it. So food is very important. It for your body and spiritual.
It doesn't matter what's on the table, as long as there's a little love.
So, Rosmeek, I loved your story on the vegan restaurant, and I have to ask you, since you definitely asked me, is how was the food?
Unfortunately, Julia, I did not get a chance to taste it as well. But, right when I walked into that door, that smell, it was amazing. He was using so many different ingredients for all these dishes. And then I saw everyone getting their to-go meals. It was like lunch hour. And everyone's dish looked so good. But we definitely need to all go and try that restaurant out sometime.
We will definitely have to go for lunch and stop by the Loving Hut.
And that wraps up our show for this week. We hope you have a great Thanksgiving, and we'll see you again for our next show in December. In the meantime, see what we're thankful for.
I'm Adeline Quintana. I'm thankful that this is the last semester I have in fall, and next semester will be my last semester for the year, and I'm going to graduate with my bachelor's, and I'm done with school. So I'm really thankful that it's over and I'm getting my degree.
Juan de Leon, this Thanksgiving, I have to say I'm thankful for NyQuil. Lately, I've been getting sick, and over the years, I usually get sick during this time of the year. And without NyQuil, I don't think I would be making it day to day, going to class. And NyQuil kind of just gives me that boost in the day and just makes me feel good.
So I'm thankful for a lot of different things. I'm thankful that I'm in a major where I can have professors like Faith Sidlow, Kim Stevens, and even someone like Julie Logan, who really understand our industry and help us to the best of our ability. And some of them are still doing it, and they have some of them have done it for a while. I'm thankful that I can, no matter what question I have, it'll always be answered. So for that, I'm thankful for. And then for my family, I'm just thankful for their support, because there are times where I feel like I can't do it, and their motivation and their, you know, thank yous and "you're doing so good, Matt" is really appreciated. So for that, I'm thankful as well.
My name is Julianne Olasco, and I am a reporter for Fresno State Focus Radio Edition. What I am thankful for this Thanksgiving is my family, my friends, and my health. More importantly, I am thankful for my boyfriend and my MCJ family, who I would be nowhere without. I want to thank my professors for being my constant inspiration, encouragement, and support. And I can't wait to have you guys listen in to our next show. So have a happy Thanksgiving and stay blessed.
I would have to say I'm very thankful for being in a position in my life that I'm very proud of. I think I've accomplished a lot along the way here at Fresno State, and I really do have to just give a shout out to my family and my close friends. You know, support is really big, and I'm very thankful that I have people around me that are always encouraging me to do my best and always saying they're proud of me and highlighting different accomplishments I've done. I think that really helps me move forward, and it's definitely something I won't forget as time goes on.
Fresno State Focus Radio Edition is produced by Professor Faith Sidlow for the Department of Media, Communications, and Journalism. Our stories and interviews are produced and edited by Matt Broughton, Juan de Leon, and Adeline Quintana.
This program is produced in collaboration with 90.7 KFSR. For Fresno State Focus Radio Edition, I'm Razmi Kanyas.
And I'm Julianne Olasco. Have a great morning.
KFSR presents Fresno State Focus Radio Edition, Saturday mornings at 5. For a complete program schedule, visit kfsr.org.